Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. It's a Friday. What a week. What a week. Call a friend. Tell him he's on the air. We've got it all in just a moment. News, information, and comment. Right after this. Well, throughout today's program, we'll be talking about the new America and all the things happening. And it is just wild. And it is just frustrating. You know, The Bible contains so many cautionary notes to men and women who had misplaced priorities, getting their act together, so to speak. We need to do that. Often these are godly people who kind of had a momentary lapse. Ever been there? This should give every believer pause to consider the importance of taking captive every thought, every desire. Take it to God. How do we do that? Well, by evaluating which things ought to carry the most importance in our lives. Have you decided that? What's important now? And by succumbing to pressure and letting people or circumstances dictate how we should prioritize our lives. Don't let that happen. And then we have a tendency to drift, that's a good word, into habits and modes of thinking that become really a way of life for us. If you're a wise believer, you certainly want to avoid getting into any drifting. Because things can get frustrating and meaningless, and you can get depressed and discouraged and just stand there and cry. And I think it's important to get priorities in order. Put them all in place before you face trying those circumstances and those people and things going on in life. In that way, you can be steadfast. You know where you stand. You got your commitment. You got all your ducks lined up. The only viable choice then is to prioritize deliberately. We do so by setting a goal to live according to the Word of God and His purpose, and it's called Just Do It. The priorities we choose are determined by what we value in life. Sometimes, though, putting first things first can be frustrating since there's so many distractions out there in our world. If we consider our right relationship with God to be the utmost importance, then we'll put first those actions and thoughts that strengthen our connection and our relationship with God. So, just do it. What in the world is going on? I think we're spiraling out of control. It wasn't all that long ago that the saying used to be, hey, you want a piece of me? Come and get it. I think that's where we are today. Members of Congress received a bulletin from Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger, which declared face masks must be worn at all times on the House side of the Capitol complex. The new mask mandate states that everyone must wear face masks starting Thursday, even those who are fully vaccinated. The letter states that Capitol staff and visitors can be arrested for not wearing a mask. Oh, did I tell you about this? How many months ago? The bulletin noted the decision for mandatory masks was based on the new Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and all of those crazies over there that recommends Americans wear masks indoors, even if they are fully vaccinated. This country is just out of control. It's crazy. It's confused. And, of course, the leader of confusion, yeah, that'd be the devil. The Office of Attending Physician, the OAP, advised that Congress follow the CDC's guidance to require mask wearing in interior... Oh, my goodness. Oh, I know you're praying about it. Pray harder. So those in Washington, D.C., the craziest, or in New York City? The governor there, Andrew Cuomo, is on a mission. He is on a mission to get citizens to cooperate and get vaccinated or else. His latest actions, they're saying, is a lot like a mobster movie. During a press conference yesterday, he said that the authorities would have to get into those communities, knock on doors, convince people, put them in a car if necessary, and drive them to get that vaccine in their arm. Where's my gun? Where could this be? He said that's the mission. And when the governor was questioned for having the nerve to tell New Yorkers how to manage their health, I mean, after the health-related scandals Cuomo himself faced during the pandemic, you could compare Cuomo's mission to something from a mobster movie like The Godfather rather than a public policy for New York City or the state. What in the world is going on? How bad is it? Let's go across the seas here. An online video now. Online video from what apparently is a hospital in the United Kingdom reveals the COVID-19 agenda to test and probably vaccinate all. And it's now embroiling newborns, even though the young are very unlikely to be infected. Almost a zero chance. In fact, the mother in the video charges that the nurses from the National Health Service there are threatening that her baby is not her mother's property after it is born. What? It's the latest battlefront to erupt as the world battles this thing that is thought to have come out of a lab studying viruses in Wuhan, China. I mean, the one that Dr. Fake Chi is still supporting. Millions around the globe have died because of it. This is disgusting. This is horrifying and a perfect example of how this pandemic hysteria has made the world lose its humanity. This is just crazy. Frightening people from coast to coast around the world. Now, moms and dads, this baby is not your property. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. You gotta know. This is just a satanic program here. Every bit of it led by Satan. And, you know, legacy media outlets, left-leaning loonies, social media giants, they have been ruthless during this whole thing that's killed so many people. In their effort to suppress information about a possible treatment for those infected with the virus, you know it came out of Wuhan, China, both hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, have been suggested by various studies now and medical professionals as possibly providing a great deal of help, if not a cure. They're used for other things, of course, and their effectiveness documented in a new magazine issue called Ending the Pandemic, How Vaccine Mania and Lust for Power Led to an All-Out Suppression of Proven, Safe, and Effective COVID Treatments. These companies are becoming multinational billionaires again and again and again. All of these big tech companies, greedy, on the side of the enemy and deliberately suppressing truth. Bible says you shall know the truth, set you free. That's for salvation, but I'm telling you what, just in your everyday living, you need the truth. You are not getting it 99% of the time from any of these people. The minority is getting smaller. And what was this one all about? Police said an elderly couple got a motion alert from their home security system this week, and that they noticed on their, well, home security system, someone hopping the fence of their Shreveport, Louisiana home. And with that, the male resident stepped outside, confronted the trespasser, but not without putting his Second Amendment rights into action by arming himself with a handgun. It isn't clear whether the intruder knew the resident facing him down in the middle of the night had a gun or not, but what the trespasser allegedly did next appears to indicate a belief that he had the upper hand. He allegedly made a threatening move toward the man, and the resident, fearing for his life, fired two shots and killed the man. And it's interesting, from the left-leaning loonies, huh? The man identified as 33-year-old Darnell Smith, dead on the scene, cops arrive, and Smith was listed in the headline as the victim. No charges filed. What would you do? Well, this one is wild. The Navy has charged a sailor in connection with the massive fire that destroyed the USS Bonhomme Richard. That was a warship. Happened in 4 days in 2020 while docked off San Diego. The unidentified sailor was a member of the ship's crew and is accused of starting the July 12, 2020 blaze. The charges are based on evidence collected during the investigation. They say it's sufficient to direct preliminary hearings in accordance with due process. Coming, arrest, court-martials, a preliminary hearing has been ordered. Oh, I guess. Billion-dollar ship, up in smoke, can't be repaired. Okay, somebody get the Four Tops out here and sing it again. The same old song, the Commie Squad. There's bunches of them in our government. Members of the squad include Democratic Missouri Representative Cori Bush. She attacked the bipartisan infrastructure group for being, well, white, comparing it to an audience of a Kid Rock concert.
What?
She criticized the bipartisan infrastructure group for only having white people, comparing it to an audience of a Kid Rock concert. Most of you don't even know who Kid Rock is. The Senate advanced a bipartisan infrastructure deal yesterday, voting to open debate on the legislation for, well, weeks of talks coming up. And Democratic Representative AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, also criticized the infrastructure group for having too many white people on it. A lot of times, bipartisan agreements are just as defined by who people in power agree to include in that group. Sure, it's the same old song, and that's the way politics work. But senators said on Wednesday they've agreed on the major issues to get down to work. We have a agreement, said Republican Ohio Senator Rob Portman. We're prepared to move forward now. Well, Cortez and Rashida Tlaib, another winner, criticized Arizona Democratic Senator Kristen Sinema for voicing her opposition to this monstrous $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill. Time for the White House to play hardball. Time for us to get down to business and stop these obstructionists who want to put a Republican in the Oval Office in 2000. Oh, dear me. It's something every day. I read this stuff before I give it to you, and I'm here going, it's the new America. A flood of evil. How many? Oh, about 65,000 people, yeah, American people, submitted their stories of censorship in America with the big tech companies, talking about Facebook and Twitter and Google, and they're all way over there on the left. President Donald Trump has announced a class action lawsuit. This was back, July the 7th. Against Twitter and Facebook and Google after they removed him from their platforms following the January 6th Capitol incursion. It's all a part of a big takeover. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? There cannot possibly be any coexistence of two completely different theories of life. I mean, there's only two kinds of people in all the world. You're either saved or unsaved. Among the saved group, there's only two kinds of people, either surrendered or not surrendered. It's pretty clear, but just an overall life. I have theories of how the government should run, how you should manage your affairs, health issues, of course. You can't have this dire conflict without, you can't have this thing going on without something exploding someplace, sometime. And I continue to say I believe that it's coming. And we're all headed down this path, whether we want to go that way or not. Politicians, a lot of them look the same, whether they're Republican or Democrat or whatever group they are. So many will do anything to maintain their position, their money, things for their families and their kids. More and more people saying, what in the world is going on? How is my life different here in Fort Wayne, Indiana than, well, with Cuomo in New York City or out in San Francisco? Can we get together and talk about some things? I mean, really, we're getting so distant, so separated. How much more separated and divided can America be without this major explosion of some kind? The globalists are there, the communists are there, the technocrats are there. It's a takeover. It's treason. It's Marxism. They've been able to take us over, right? In the media, marketing, distracting you, allegedly entertaining you. It's a massive left-wing Looney Tune propaganda machine out there. The extent of their evil is just, I think, unimaginable. It's a plandemic. Many saying it's just too late. What do you think about that? Is it time to mobilize? My church asked me, some of the men just yesterday. Let's talk about where we go from here, Pastor. When do we say, okay, it's time to put up or shut up? Now that is an interesting question. Something we'll be addressing in the days ahead and in our new book, The New America, A Flood of Evil. Certainly something to pray about, my Christian friends. It's real. It's getting bigger and bigger every day in the United States of America. As has been noted before, certainly a time to pray. And as many say, Has it really come to that? Prayer, that's always the first step, not the last. So I'm at Walmart yesterday, getting some oil in the car, a few things done. I'm walking around. I thought, you know what? I think I need a better looking mask. You got to wear them on the airplane, and I'm on the airplane a lot anymore. So I looked all over, asked people, yeah, go over here to the pharmacy department, go over here to hardware, and nothing anywhere. So I just got a manager there at Walmart. He said, we don't have any mask. I said, well, they keep every 5 minutes announcing that we should wear masks in here. You don't have any? He looked at me and said, strange, isn't it? I said, oh, a lot of things strange in this world, pal. Yeah, no mask at Walmart, telling me to wear them. But they say they're coming back and they're going to make a lot of money on masks because of the new guidelines. So now go out there and get yourself a gross. You'll be needing them in the days ahead. Stupidest places to wear masks. Saw him just yesterday. Yeah. Guy driving a convertible. Got his mask on. Guy on a motorcycle. Never mind. My dad, when he would witness stuff like this, he would make his hand look like a gun and put it to his head. He used to do that all the time. Good grief, Charlie Brown. So what else is happening? What do you think about this? Poverty in this country going to be cut by 40, really? 45% this year, thanks to the massive government intervention and giving away the farm. That's what they're doing. Meaning 20 million fewer people are in poverty now than in 2018. While the country goes down this hole, the decline in poverty over the last 3 years, almost three times the previous record drop. So everything's wonderful. How about this? In our view, ending the sale of ice cream in the occupied territories is one of the most important decisions our company has ever made in its history. That would be Bennett Cohen and Jerry Greenfield. Ben and Jerry, founders of Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream back in 1970. They just wrote that in the New York Times. Unequivocal support. That would be that company's controversial decision to stop sales where? In the Israeli-occupied areas while emphasizing they are proud Jews who support the State of Israel. The two have relinquished operational control of the company, but they still have a big voice. I don't get it. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this. Hey, got the word yesterday. Kind of excited here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. In 2022, we're going to be hosting a Southwest Radio Church Prophecy Conference at the Cross. Oh, some great things happening. God is moving in mysterious ways. The church, radio, hello world, Southwest Radio Church, our books, and it's almost more than I can handle. Pretty exciting times. Oh, made the last payment on the house yesterday. This beauty is all ours. And that's something to pray about. So many people across the country, by the millions, could be put out on the street starting, what, Monday? Oh, so many things out there. Be grateful. I'm going to talk about that just a second here. Thank you for being a part of Hello World. Greg Patton Ministries brings you this program every day. It's called Hello World, and we thank you for being here. Hard to do sometimes, but you need to do it. Just like God tells you to love your enemies when you have other plans for your enemies. How about giving thanks? People say, what's there to be thankful for today? Do you consider yourself a grateful person? Most of us would probably say, well, yeah. I'm really good at it at Thanksgiving time. That's when we take inventory of all the blessings God's given us, but listen, honestly, as you pray, do you find that your thank yous quickly give way to your list of things, your request? It says there in Psalm 92:1, it's good to give thanks to the Lord. It was a lesson that God had been trying to teach his children for a long, long time. Well, he's still trying to do it today. Shortly after the Israelites were freed from Egyptian bondage, he issued commandments for how they were to live, and these included a sacrifice of thanksgiving. That would be found in Leviticus 22:29. How you doing? Why would the Lord be so concerned about the Hebrews' gratitude, do you think? I mean, for over 400 years, they were slaves in Egypt, where they were surrounded by heathens and exposed to the country's false religions. Oh, we're going somewhere now. Yep, after their supernatural deliverance across the Red Sea, suddenly they were free. Deuteronomy chapter 6. The Lord was establishing a new nation, and they knew how critical it was that the people understand this very foundational truth. He was the one true God. In addition, he wanted to protect them from, well, intermingling and falling into idolatry, which would threaten not only their well-being, but also their witness to the entire world. And so it was God's desire to get the young nation's attention fixed on him and him alone. And that's one reason he required thank offerings twice every day. In carrying out this commandment, the priest stayed focused upon the one who was their creator and their deliverer and provider and guide, as it should be yet today. Their sacrifices were also frequent, visible reminders of the community that they all owed their freedom and their life, and therefore their devotion to in this miraculous working world led by Jehovah God. Just as the Israelites were to recall the Lord's blessings and offer thanks each morning and evening, we should do that today. Believers should follow the same pattern. No matter what's currently going on in our world, and it is terrible, and maybe in your life, and maybe it is terrible, you have a bunch of blessings, and God deserves your appreciation. As an example, he created us and gives us breath. Yeah, you're breathing right now. God's given that to you. He cares for you. He helps you. He shows his love in, oh, so many ways. And most of all, he sent his son Jesus to die in your place and deliver you from the power of Satan. Are you grateful? What a thought. I mean, knowing we're going to have an eternity in God's presence, that should make your hearts jump up and down today. Let's do a couple of cartwheels across the lawn. We should be overflowing with gratitude. And yet, thanking God may not come naturally because we live in a culture that in many ways we're ungrateful. We take a lot for granted. What have you done for me today? In such an atmosphere of entitlement in this world, it's easy to let your thoughts drift toward what we want instead of expressing appreciation for what we already have. It's a great point for us today. This can be true even among the best of Christians who have so many awesome blessings. You have divine love. You have eternal life. You have the forgiveness of your sin. But how does it happen? Ingratitude of any sort does not fit the true believer. And failure to thank the Lord is a very serious thing because, in essence, you know what I'm saying? It's my life. I'll do what I want. And that's not true. Need to pause today. Yeah, we need to pause and thank God for everything in our lives. Just do it. And finally, thoughts for the seniors listening today. Old age is golden, I've often heard it said. But sometimes I wonder, as I crawl in my bed, with my ears in my drawer and my teeth in a cup, and my eyes on a shelf until I wake up. When sleep dims my eyes, I think to myself, is there anything else that I should put on that shelf? The reason I know my youth has been spent is my get up and go has got up and went. But I really don't mind, as I think with a grin today and a heart full of thankfulness, all of the fun places my get up has been. Oh, I would amen that again and again. That's it for a Friday. Hello, world. News, information, comment every day at this time, and we are so very excited you join us. And thank you for telling others about the broadcast. You can join me right now on Facebook. Love to hear from you. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E. And I pray you have a great weekend. And I'm so looking forward to Monday. Don't forget, be in church this weekend. See you on Monday. God bless. Have a great day.